This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum everyone. Welcome to another episode of History Bites. Brothers and sisters, I have something amazing for you today. But before I get to the subject matter, please subscribe to the channel and support our work by following the links in the description. Today I have something very special for you. I have an antiquarian book. It's an old book. This particular volume was printed in the 19th century, possibly 1870s, and it consists of Adam Smith's essays. Who is Adam Smith? Adam Smith was the founder of modern economic principles. He's also called the father of capitalism. He had written very, very powerful, immensely important books such as The Wealth of Nations and Theory of Moral Sentiments. And he also wrote other essays on other subjects. Adam Smith, surprisingly, paid a lavish tribute to the Muslim civilization. He was very much inspired by the Muslim civilization. He was one of the Enlightenment thinkers. He was a philosopher. He was a polymath par excellence. And of course, for that reason, he was very educated. And due to his education on Islamic history, he was very much inspired. Not many British or English people know about Adam Smith's views on the Muslim civilization, even though he was one of the most important people to have lived in British history. So much so that he could be found on the back of the old £20 note. If you pick up one of the old £20 note, you will see Adam Smith's picture on the back. So important was he in the British history. So now straight to the point I want to make in this video. So in this book, Essays of Adam Smith, or Adam Smith's Essays, we go to page 353 and we find a fascinating quote put down in his essay on astronomy, the history of astronomy. Adam Smith states, and I quote, "The ruin of the empire of the Romans, and along with it, the subversion of all law and order, which happened a few centuries afterwards, produced the entire neglect of that study of the connecting principles of nature, to which leisure and security can alone give occasion. After the fall of those great conquerors and civilizers of mankind, the empire of the caliphs seems to have been the first state under which the world enjoyed that degree of tranquility which the cultivation of the sciences requires. It was under the protection of those generous and magnificent princes that the ancient philosophy and astronomy of the Greeks were restored and established in the East. That tranquility which their mild, just, and religious government diffused over their vast empire revived the curiosity of mankind to inquire into the connecting principles of nature." So Adam Smith, in his essay on the history of astronomy, states that the empire of the Muslims, or the caliphate, for example, was a state that gave the world that degree of tranquility, peace, and security which is necessary for any civilization to come about in the first place. So Adam Smith had a very positive view of the Muslim civilization, and he was writing this in the 18th century. So I thought this was a very inspiring quote, and I wanted to share it with you. So on that note, brothers and sisters, don't belittle your history. Don't ever be apologetic about the history of Islam. We have great achievements to talk about. Not only us, others, people who were not from our civilization, people who were outsiders, they praised the Muslim civilization for its magnificence and achievements, and all the libraries and philosophers and scientists and thinkers, and most importantly, our moral and ethical values that made us great. Let's be great again, inshallah. On that note, subscribe to the channel and support our work. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.